Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We have Jeff Brown, and he runs the website, talking to us about a beloved heritage site in the South African imagination, the hole in the wall, which seems to potentially be being damaged. Jeff, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It really means a lot.
So, very quickly, give us a sense about what's going on. What kind of damage is being done to the hole in the wall?
Well, the Department of Transport is building a road, basically part of their strategic national plan. But they've been working on it for 8 years, and they've managed to tar 7 kilometers. And now they've misdirected their energies and have been focusing flat out on building a parking lot on the hillside overlooking the hole in the wall attraction itself. And it's so amazingly inappropriate because there's a much better place just 200 meters before where they're putting it on the edge of the cliff and peering directly into the setting of this wonderful, beautiful, surreal environment. There's an absolutely perfect spot just 200 meters before that, which they've completely, or they're in the process of ruining completely by raising the roadway by 4 meters, and they've built what would amount to what it looks like a damn wall. At the location, which would be the ideal spot to have their parking spaces, their turning circle, the briar areas, picnic spots, it's a stunningly natural, beautiful place, which was actually made for this particular purpose. But instead, they drew a sort of straight line, and they've got engineers. There's no architectural plans. They've got engineers developing this monstrosity, which sees vehicles peering over the ridge and into the forest and the river valley, and basically disturbing the entire sense of place. You know, it's just so utterly stupid that they won't listen to reason. We've been trying for 2 years to get that area declared a heritage site, and our pleas have just fallen on deaf ears. The Department of Environment or Economic Development, Environment and Tourism have basically rubber-stamped this development, which is so inappropriate for the region, which could be mitigated with ease, and the mitigation measures would save money, would create employment for local people, and it would have the picnic sites in a beautiful little valley with a perfect view of the hole itself, the hole where the water comes through, and it wouldn't be imposing on the setting and the sense of place of the surrounds of the river valley at all. But they currently...
But surely, I mean, I know that with certain kinds of buildings, particularly sensitive sites, people have to do heritage impacts, EIA, yeah. That sort of thing. Has nothing been done to look at the impact of the thing? Because you know, it's not like you're saying, well, we can't build. You're saying, why can't we just do it properly?
Yeah. There's, you know, I've been living here for 15 years permanently, and I grew up, it's our family cottage, which I live in, and I'm very blessed to do so. And I guess, you know, I know the area better than any of the government or civil service people would do, but they absolutely refuse to listen to reason, and they're hell-bent on making this a bus bay parking lot so that people can come in masses and destroy our forest and litter the river, the cliffside forests, the opposite side, which is a beautiful grassland. The litter is just going to blow straight over the ridge because they want to put it right on the precipice. And it's insane. No, they didn't do any kind of impact study. They rubber stamped it without a heritage impact assessment. And they disregarded it completely because Hole in the Wall has never been declared a heritage site. And so they are just... I don't know, proceeding with this madness to destroy our beautiful, wonderful heritage, which belongs to all of the world.
So, I mean, obviously it sounds like a government department, particularly in the Eastern Cape, they have, let's call it some challenges with certain issues. Is there anything that people can do? People may have been to a hole in the wall or, you know, something like that. Is there anything that people can do to raise their voices about this issue?
Absolutely. I've just been, I submitted a letter through to the South African Heritage Resources Agency this morning, and they seem receptive, and I've spoken to their CEO and to one of the members of the council, and they're very sympathetic, but I'm not sure what exactly is going to happen. So I asked them if I should set up a petition as well in support of this, or if that would offend them. And I was told, no, that would actually be great. So I've set up a petition on a vase, and I've linked to it through my website so it's more easily accessible, and I can provide those details. And I'm just hoping and praying that people will share it globally, because this is, it is a heritage site of outstanding universal value. And, you know, it must be in the top 10 in the world, most beautiful places. And
yeah, absolutely. So Jeff, people who want to go sign that petition, I think it's a great idea. I would definitely encourage anyone who wants to just help make sure our heritage is properly looked after. They can go to your website, wildcoast.co.za. Is that correct?
Yeah, and /petition.
/petition. Okay, so wildcoast.co.za/petition. I think petitions make a big difference, particularly when it comes to heritage issues. So if you've ever had the opportunity to go to the hole in the wall, and you are concerned about it being, being disrupted really in a way which is not appropriate, then why don't you go ahead and go to wildcoast.co.za/petition, and you know, just go make your voices heard. I think this is a South African issue and one that we should be dealing with. Jeff Brown, webmaster at wildcoast.co.za, thank you so much for being with us on Chai FM, and best of luck with your campaign.
Thank you very much, Chai. I appreciate it very much, and I hope everyone